The castle of Montaigu rises on the steep edge of a rocky spur, sculptured by the confluence of the Couze Chambon with the brook of Rhodes. From the 11th century, a castle is mentioned, even if the main defensive parts date back to the 13th century. In the same period, a church and a priory were based at the end of the spur. Then the village was staged on the southern hillside. The development of the housing environment in the bottom of Valais, at first limited to the activity of mills, is the result of the opening of the road Clermont-Besse in the 18th century. Take the Rue du Pont, which goes up to the church about 10 minutes away. Of the village, a broken bow is the only remains of the 13th century door strengthened by the surrounding wall. The church Saint-Blaise was repeatedly reshaped, and the distinction between the Romanic and Neo-Romanic elements is sometimes delicate. During the summer, you can enter the church to discover the interesting architecture of a double nave and a range of capitals of the 12th and the 13th centuries. With the exception of the head, that was reconstructed in the 15th century in volcanic tuff and andesite, which is a black volcanic rock. Then continue on taking the Rue de l'Église up to the Place du Taillet and try to track down, under the castle, the ruined silhouette of the castral chapel. In the village, the typology of the build is very diversified. Medieval lodging houses with turrets, built tightened in unique span, or houses of village of the 19th century in the orderly facades, and the lodging house wine growers with flight of steps. The dominant material is of volcanic origin. Today, the pleasant Place du Taillet is almost completely occupied by a wash house and a big pond stacked, surmounted by a fountain watering place and by a cross. According to a perspective site built by the armorial of Revelle in the 15th century, it was set in place of the barbacan, which defended the city door. We finally reach the entrance of the castle by the rise of the same name. It has been classified as historic monument since 1889. At the beginning of the 20th century, it was very damaged. The south facade of the massive Romanic square dungeon had almost completely collapsed and was restored during the second half of the 20th century. It is a private house today, sheltering guest houses. We suggest you go back down again, taking the Rue de Couvagnier and Rue du Four. Make a right after Rue du Four and take Rue du Barreau and Rue des Templiers to reach the Côte des Merles, lined with gardens.